a jumble of shapes and colors, physics and magic have become indistinguishable. Suspending time and space, the juggler commands gravity to defy reality, much to the fascination and delight of the audience. For the onlooker, it's a great spectacle, a display of agility and skill. But in the brain of a juggler, something quite extraordinary is occurring. A veritable light show of neural activity. Electricity roars along the grooves of the hemispheres. New pathways form and a stunning chemical courtship takes place between the synapses. When the juggler first learns the basics of this skill, he created changes in the white matter of his brain. As he honed his craft, further changes took place. The brain of an expert juggler looks a bit different from that of a novice. According to the Department of Clinical Neurology at Oxford University, this is what learning a new skill will do. Using an MRI, we can see that learning to juggle triggers active connections in both the white and gray matter of the brain when we experience or learn something new. Several studies suggest juggling may be valuable as a preventative measure against Alzheimer's and neurological illness. Another study observed the brain scans of a group of novice jugglers as they learned and practiced a variety of juggling tricks over several weeks. Before long, their scan showed significant expansion in the areas of the brain responsible for processing the physical manipulation of objects. No changes were seen in the brains of non-jugglers during the same time frame. A final scan was done after the jugglers stopped their practice. The brain expansion that the clinicians had witnessed earlier was reduced. This data supports the use it or lose it philosophy. Learning a new skill can alter brain structure, but requires consistency to maintain those changes. These changes in brain connectivity might apply to any new skill, challenging the brain to level up in some fashion. You could tackle crossword puzzles, take up chess, or join a dance class. This brings us to the physical. Juggling provides a workout for the body as well as the brain. It's an activity you can perform in a small space, and it's perfect for someone working in an office. As long as you remember to breathe while you're doing it, it's considered an aerobic activity that burns about 280 calories an hour. Juggling uses a full spectrum of body mechanics, moving the arms and shoulders, back and legs. It improves coordination and dexterity, and some might find it more stimulating than running on a treadmill. Performed solo or in groups, it's great for anyone with limited mobility, as they can practice sitting down if necessary. It can also be an engaging activity for you and your children. There are several studies that use juggling to treat stress, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, or mood disorders. One of the reasons juggling is thought to be so therapeutic is because it stimulates eye movement. Eye movement reprocessing is an integrative psychotherapeutic approach. Research on eye movement therapy found that moving the eyes rapidly in a side-to-side motion reduces disturbing thoughts and related anxiety. Juggling engages our problem-solving skills. It also requires the individual to focus with complete attention on the task at hand, or in hand, if you like. From a philosophical standpoint, there is something about throwing the balls up in the air with no guarantees about the outcome. Some might find that liberating. There is also a meditative quality to juggling. This clears and calms the mind and slows down rapid thinking. Racing thoughts have been known to ignite stress reactions. The understanding that the brain is not static and that it can change and develop is a powerful concept. Whether or not juggling ever catches on as an adjunct treatment for neurological conditions, it's gratifying to know that an easily accessible and cost-effective activity can benefit us on so many levels. Even at its most basic skill level, juggling is a lot like other creative or expressive therapies. One needn't display any extraordinary talent to reap the benefits. You're listening to Nature, Therapy, and Beyond with Catherine Skynot. Gratitude to Blue Dot Sessions, www.sessions.blue, for our instrumentals. And to you, thank you for listening.